Congratulations again to Gloria Bailey of Oneida. She was our Toaster Trivia winner this morning. Norman Lear, writer, producer, apparently still going strong, 96 years old today. Thanks to Gloria for calling in here this morning. All right, a lot of stuff going on. As always, every weekend, you can find events on our community calendar. Always great stuff going on. And one of those events this weekend you've been hearing about on the news this morning, Habitat for Humanity of Knox County having a fundraiser, a trivia night to benefit the 54th Home and Partner family. It's coming up tomorrow. Joining us to talk more about it this morning, the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity, Knox County, Jordan Knight. Jordan, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing well, Tom.
Thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning. All right, so trivia night. There's been a lot of these. This seems like one of those fundraisers. It's great because you're able to raise some good money, but people that go to these things just have a blast doing it, too.
Yeah, it's our fourth year doing this, mm-hmm. and every year, you know, the question is, are we going to do it next year? I would say, well, as long as trivia is a thing people want to do, and it appears it still is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, it's been quite a while. We were talking about this yesterday when we were talking about yours coming up. It's been quite a while since I did one. But, yeah, it's so much fun, whether it's just music trivia or just trivia in general, which we'll have some music. So is yours is it general trivia?
Ten categories, ten different categories. Mr. Trivia out of the Quad Cities comes and runs the show for us, and he does a great job. And so from movies to music to smarter than a fifth grader, mm-hmm. I tell people that say, oh, I don't know much. But we're all full of useless information.
Exactly.
And that's what trivia is.
Yeah. And you probably know more than you think.
Yeah.
You know, because I sit there sometimes watching Jeopardy. I'm like, how do I know that answer?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, but it's always a lot of fun and all for a great cause. All right. So your 54th home and partner family, tell us about that and how the funds are going to help.
Yeah. So the 54th is going on right now at 457 Eklund Court here in Galesburg. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom home. This past Wednesday, we just set the trusses. So tomorrow, we'll begin the drying in of the roof and some shingles on very soon. So essentially the funds that we raise through Trivia Night are going to help pay for shingles. Windows and doors are soon to follow in about a week's time, and then siding and finishing the exterior of the home. So whatever we raise here, 100% of that is going right down the street to the 54th home. And we've got 15 teams that have signed up already, but there's plenty of space. And, you know, individuals, couples, smaller teams that couldn't get that 8 to 10. I know there's other teams coming in that same predicament, and they want to join forces the night of, so you can register right at the door.
And at Knights of Columbus Hall, what time you get underway on Saturday?
Yeah, doors open at 6, and he'll ask the first question at 7, and Casey, kitchen's open, and we'll be selling popcorn and snack bags and a nice raffle, 30-plus items that you can win for a $2 ticket, and a lot of great stuff.
And you'll do a 50-50 as well. That's always a fun thing, too.
Absolutely.
So, again, the trivia. So if you'd like to have a team, I guess I can give you a call, 343-2242. But also, if you just show up tomorrow evening, you can...
Right there at the door.
There you go. And all, again, benefits the 54th home and partner family. So we're looking at what, probably a spring completion date?
I think earlier. We started, we were really projecting holidays, you know, being in this new home mm-hmm. for the holidays. And everybody still believes that's an obtainable goal. You know, we have had a spring and a summer that hasn't been rain constantly, so that's helped progress a lot. And we just have great volunteers. You know, when we're getting almost 20 volunteers on a Wednesday morning, a lot of good things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess I should have known when you said the trusses are up and shingles are going to be going on, everything as well. You're pretty far along.
Our subcontractors will be starting in on the inside while we're finishing up the outside.
Wow. Good deal. So trivia night coming up tomorrow again, Knights of Columbus. Doors open at 6, and trivia gets underway at 7 o'clock again to benefit Habitat for Humanity of Knox County. It's just a blast. And even if, like I said, if you don't have a team, show up and you get to know some other people that you might not know and kind of hang out with them. And
absolutely.
Maybe your team wins. You never know.
Maybe. Mine usually doesn't, but that's all right.
So you actually get to participate.
I will be. My wife and I are on opposing teams, so we're trying to beat at least each other.
Bragging rights. Bragging rights up for grabs. That's the other fun thing, too, is the whole bragging rights thing with that. So,
yes.
Jordan Knight is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity here in Knox County. Home number 54 is going up. Just had not that long ago, the dedication of
53rd was just a couple months ago.
Yeah. And things are going pretty fast. But sometimes you have a calling in some way, shape, or form, and as of late, you've been with Habitat and working hard and doing some great things there. But you've got a pretty big announcement for us here this morning.
Yeah. Cut to the chase. I'll be leaving the affiliate in about a month's time and accepted a position with Compassus here in town as a bereavement coordinator and chaplain. And, you know, it wasn't that I was out searching. It was an offering that came to me. And as they say, an opportunity I couldn't pass up. I love my career and my time at Habitat, you know, with the different nonprofits I've had the blessing of serving. Man, you live it, you breathe it. You love it so much, you know, there's so much to the job that's just a blessing. So in no way was I out canvassing the area for something else. When this came along, it just happened, just started into my sixth year, and we were geared up for an annual meeting and a business meeting and all that important stuff of yearly budgets and plans and goals, and this all took place in the same week. So my board, a great group of volunteers, just found out and broke the news to our construction crew Wednesday and heard from you about coming on here, and we had talked as an executive committee, how do we spread the word to a broad audience, and
better good way as any, right?
Here you go. I know they have interest of maybe having me come back on almost a month from now, you know, when everybody is a bit shocked, you know, as was I. And so, just figuring out how we can transition the best way possible. A lot of great things, going on, and we have plans for a lot more and want to ensure that continues. And I believe it will. Just a lot of great people, that are going to continue building on faith.
Yeah. Well, and you can attest to it. It's a tough job physically, mentally, both on and off the job site. Yeah. But if you didn't love it, you wouldn't have been going on, you know, the 6 years.
Yeah, you know, you're always on call. It can be a 7-day-a-week job, but if you love what you do, you don't mind the early mornings, late nights, and all points in between. But you feel like you're doing what God has quote unquote called you to do. But usually that's in the harmony of waking up every morning being excited that you're going to go do something that a lot of people only dream about doing, you know. And there's an opportunity for somebody in this community to step into this gig and really excel. I do believe that. But, looking forward to what is in store next. I'd say an exciting time, real busy time. There's going to be a lot to do here in the next month.
Jordan Knight, current executive director of Habitat for Humanity, Knox County, as he just announced, he'll be leaving later in August. And you know the great thing, Jordan, that people don't know, that you've been spending a lot of years serving. You've been worked as a youth pastor, and now in kind of just in serving a little bit different way now is what you're going to be doing. And this is one that takes somebody special. I know you think you're and obviously somebody else thinks you're capable. That is not an easy situation. What you're going into?
No, it's something I've done for a long time in both working in New Orleans and in the church, and now at Habitat. You know, people they get dealt a really tough hand, and been called on to sit with a lot of people at this challenging time in their life and the end of their life. And it sounds odd to say that's a blessing, and I get a lot of joy from that. But I tell you what, man, the barriers are down. Then people are nothing but who they really are in those moments. There's a lot that can be learned. If you come in with a bad day thinking you're having a bad day, put your day in perspective really quick. And when I stepped away from preaching every Sunday a couple of years ago, the one gig I kept was meeting with old folks at the nursing home and keeping those chaplain things alive. And I always said that if anybody came along and offered me to do what I've done for free for so many years, I would not hesitate to take the opportunity. And here it came, you know.
You know what's interesting? You mentioned that you see who people really are at that point in your life, which is true. And I'm guessing quite often you really see what good there is in people that, you know, maybe you hadn't seen before, or maybe somebody else didn't see, but that really comes out at that point.
You know, you see it all, the good and the bad, and I'm a believer that God met me right where I was at, and I want to be able to do the same and join people right in the muck and the mire of life and help carry those burdens. And no easy gig. It won't be raising trusses, but it'll be heavy lifting in other ways. And I always remind myself that about Habitat. That's one of the amazing things that I've always experienced about that. You know, we have volunteers that help us on and off the job site. And you just kind of think that, like, oh, they got up and this was written in their schedule and they're at 100%. You know, there's no tendonitis in their knees and all their bills are paid and all their ducks are in a row. And life is just not like that. Right. But people still get up to serve other people. And that's the amazing thing about it. And I've loved that so much. That's one of the hardest things to walk away from is the people.
Yeah. So, but you'll get to work with more good people. I'm sure the Habitat people still see you every now and then. You'll probably get a chance to help out when you can.
That was one of the first questions. Well, you can do both jobs, right? Or is he going to come back as a volunteer? You know, and I'm like, well, I'm not even gone yet. But I hope that it continues in the progression that it is, where we continue to serve as many families as we can. And if I can be a help to that down the road, I would love to.
Absolutely. Jordan Knight, the executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Knox County, and going to be leaving later in the
24th will be my last day.
Okay. And we're going to try to get you in later around.
I appreciate that.
Talk more about that and more about what you're going to be doing. And so as far as Habitat itself, are they to the point now, it's like, hey, we're going to be taking applicants?
Yeah, I think they'll be gearing up for that. You know, really, we've got a lot of good things happening this fall, and that we'll be searching for the next partner families, looking to expand our rehab component of construction, and those will be happening this fall. And I think in conjunction to that, we're going to, you know, work with the board to see how they might want to change up the role of ED and how that looks going forward within the affiliate. And I think all good things in place to make it a good fit for somebody.
You can help out Habitat coming up tomorrow evening. Habitat Trivia Night going on at the Knights of Columbus. Doors open at 6. Trivia runs from 7 to 10. Just $10 a person. And if you don't have a team, you'll be able to go. Maybe get with another group that's there trying to get their team open. There's going to be a 50-50 drawing, a raffle, and food will be available. So all to help out the 54th home and the partner family. Always the great cause, and have great fun tomorrow night. Jordan, thank you, as always, for taking some time with us. And again, we'll talk with you later about this, but thanks for all you've done for the community, and the best of luck in the new position.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Tom.